Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. We're kicking off another live Saturday episode. The number for you is 603-283-6160. And, of course, bring up anything that is on your mind, something you might want to discuss with a national radio listening audience and also some people online as well.
Technically, it's the number for everybody.
No, that's true. That's true. You, the listener, Captain. You got to remember that whenever you're doing radio, you're talking directly to the listener.
One of the common... I guess sort of inside jokes whenever I'm doing Free Talk Live is that I'll begin saying something and somebody will look at me like, are you calling me out on something, man? And I'll have to get specific and be like, I'm talking to the listeners now.
Yes.
Right? I'll have to be specific that, you know, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners of the program.
Indeed. Phones are open, 603-283-6160. Lots, of course, in the news to talk about tonight. Joining you is Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And so you had a story, Captain, about 3D printed guns.
Yeah.
They are back in the news. And this is getting to become old technology. I mean, I feel like these things have been around for close to a decade now.
Well, they have.
At this point, yeah. But, of course, they're going to keep getting better. They're going to become more affordable as 3D printing technology becomes more affordable. I mean, we don't see 3D printers in everybody's homes at this point.
Yet.
We're not there yet.
But there's probably one in your neighborhood.
You know, there probably is.
Or your town or city. I'm just guessing.
Right.
Odds are somebody's got one somewhere near you.
Yeah, and they are getting more affordable.
I remember the story of someone who had a T-shirt with just the simple code for creating a printed gun, and like there was this whole hubbub because they wore it on an airport.
The code was on the T-shirt?
On an airport, yeah. The code was on the T-shirt.
I didn't realize it was that simple.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, like all of the code for it was on the T-shirt, and there was this big kerfluffle because they wore that T-shirt onto an airplane. Or was it like, is that actually a weapon or not?
Was it the actual code, or was it like a QR code to link to the plans?
I didn't see any pictures. Mm-hmm. I just heard the story.
You know what I want? Now that we've mentioned it, I want 3D printed T-shirt guns. I want to be able to shoot T-shirts at people.
At a crowd or whatever?
At a crowd with a gun that I built myself on a 3D printer.
I bet you could do that. So, anyway, these things have been controversial for obvious reasons, in that it allows, sort of decentralizes, if you will, arms.
Yes. Right?
Normally, you would have to go through dealers, and you'd fill out paperwork,
licensing,
or you got to know a guy. Right? In this case, you just download the plans. And if you got a little bit of, you know, know-how as far as building things is concerned, you can do this stuff.
That's why it's so great that Biden is protecting us from ghost guns.
Define that.
So ghost gun refers to any firearm that isn't that doesn't have a serial number on it.
Right. So these could this could include a 3D printed gun.
Yeah, right.
It could also include what they call these 80% receivers, which is basically like a piece of metal that's the sort of the main guts of a gun that hasn't really been turned into a gun yet. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called 80%. And then they have these devices, the Ghost Gunner, I believe is the name of the product, made by Defense Distributed, that you can load one of these things into, and it just does all the work for you. It does all the drilling and, you know, whatever technical construction things that need to be done. I am by no means not, you know, no expert on this.
Me neither.
But I visited their factory in Austin.
Did you?
Yeah, this was years ago, and we went to the Austin, Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Nice.
We went over, and, you know, Cody Wilson is the guy that created this company. The government doesn't really like him very much for these reasons.
Yeah, they're trying to take him out,
too. I was pretty darn unsurprised when they got targeted.
Yeah, when they framed him, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, he, you know, gave us a tour, and he showed us some of the 3D printed guns. I guess 3D printing is not the right word. The milled guns, or whatever you call it. ghost guns, and they're really impressive looking, and you know, we got to hold them and stuff like that. It was really, really, really cool.
I don't know anything about ghostguns.com, so
okay,
you know,
good to not know about that.
I really have no idea what they're all about and what they're doing and whether or not you could go there and get something for yourself. I know nothing about it.
Okay, good to know that you don't know. So anyway, we've been talking about the ghost guns. You've got a story about it, Captain. So
well,
what's ghost guns?
Who are you going to call? Joe Biden.
There's actually, I'm aware of several online marketplaces where you can purchase the, we'll call them the ingredients you need to build your own gun.
Mm-hmm.
So these would be a 3D printed, you know, 80% like you're talking about, mm-hmm. Where somebody does have a 3D printer. They're making them up, and then you can also buy from the same website the rest of the parts you need, have them shipped to you. You don't need to go through what's the
Federal Firearms
License. Yeah, the FFL. You don't need to have them shipped to another guy and held for you. They can just ship to your door because they're not firearms when you buy them. And so then when you receive both parts, then there's a bit of a DIY aspect to it, right? So if you can't put together some IKEA furniture, don't get one of these, right? In my opinion, you got to be able to follow instructions. There's some,
don't drill a hole through your hand.
Yeah, there's some, like, kind of, you know, I don't know, shop class type work, right?
Well,
you,
and that's why the Ghost Gunner is such an amazing product, because it takes the level of expertise needed. You don't need to know how to run a lathe or whatever it is. Right. These, you know,
most of these just require you to have like a hand drill.
Mm-hmm.
If you're,
really?
You know,
okay.
If you got like shaky hands, you might need to have something that looks like a drill press to make sure that when you drill these holes,
you get it right.
You get it right the first time, because you're not going to get a second chance,
no.
Or you have to order another
part.
But the amount of work is really not that much. You have to have a bit of cursory knowledge about gun parts, and if you don't, they have videos that'll teach you and walk you through all that kind
of
stuff.
But the Ghost Gunner does all that for you,
right.
As I understand it, set that 80% lower in there, and it just goes, and I don't know how long it takes, but it might be a few hours, or I don't know. I have no idea.
Yep.
But they just do it all for you, and then I think you still have to do some putting together after that.
Some assembly required.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny to watch this, because the state sets a line, and it's like, okay, this is what counts as a gun, only if it is machined past this point. So a company like this comes up and says, okay, well, we're going to come up to that line. And they're like, no! Okay, well, we're going to move the line back
here.
And it's like, okay, then we'll go to that line and sell that product.
And right. The ATF has been getting crazier. One of our Thursday night co-hosts, Matt, he's like really on to the gun news and pays real close attention. Like, they've been calling ridiculous things guns that don't have anything to do with
a
reality.
A metal tube?
Yeah.
It's a gun!
Yeah.
Well, we keep hearing about these gun buyback programs where, like, dudes will show up with, like, you know, some plumbing piping, duct tape,
PVC pipe,
something
that
looks like a trigger, and like, yeah, here's $200, dude.
Yeah.
Like, thanks!
And they'll show up with like a stack of them,
yeah.
And they'll get a whole bunch of money out of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning that this is one of those things that always gets targeted by Operation Choke Point and things like that.
That is the banking restrictions that target things like porn stores.
It's not illegal, but they still don't want you doing it, and they know that they can't get away with making it illegal.
So they shut your bank accounts down.
Right, so they just encourage banks not to work with companies that do paraphernalia or firearm-related things.
Correct.
And just to bring the point home a bit, if your government, whether you're in the United States or whatever state you're in here or any other country, if your government actually cared about you and your safety, they would almost be encouraging, if not giving you the ability to do this. Because everybody knows it's, you know, military strategy 101, that the most difficult place to conquer is a heavily armed population.
Mm-hmm.
So if your government actually gave two craps about you and your family, they would be encouraging, if not giving you the ability to do this.
But that's exactly why they don't want you to have them, because they want to have you conquered and have you under total control.
Right.
And an armed populace is a defense against that from happening.
As long as they're the ones conquering you. But yeah, when Ukraine got invaded, what was the first thing they did was distribute
more guns.
Yeah.
And that was when the liberals were cheering it on.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's totally fine that the Ukrainian people would be armed, but the American people, no.
As long
as
it's the current thing, well, then you can have guns. But normal people, that makes me frightened.
So I presume you have a mainstream media piece here, Captain, that is of a fear-mongering sort?
It's from verdict.co.uk. The headline reads, "Lethal weapon 3D printed guns are becoming a global threat."
Okay. It sounds pretty, you know, ridiculous. We'll get into that story coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts as well on 3D guns or whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live at 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
join us here. Talking about 3D printed guns. It's a newer technology that is pretty important because it decentralizes access to self-defense. You don't have to ask someone's permission now. Kind of like, you know, we talk a lot about decentralized currency here, and this is another form of decentralization that is disempowering the state, and boy, do they not like being disempowered.
It empowers the individual. Right. That's how it works.
They want total control over your life.
Yeah.
They want control over whether you have a gun or not, and knowing whether you have a gun, they want total awareness of what sort of weapons that you might possess. Of course, they would prefer to prohibit them completely. But in, you know, certain areas, like in the United States, there is that pesky Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. I mean, in some states, it obviously doesn't apply, like New York and, you know, Illinois and California. But in other places, it still does, thank goodness. And New Hampshire is where we're broadcasting from. That is one of those places where you do still have some firearm freedoms that remain. And now, with 3D gun printing technology, you have the ability to just make your own at home, and you don't have to tell anyone about it. And boy, the state really hates that. By the way, I do want to say thanks to Bullion Max here for being a great sponsor on Free Talk Live, and they've got a great offer for you. If you've never been into silver or gold before, but you've heard that they are the most stable assets in recorded history, and maybe you're aware that some savvy investors are buying that stuff up over many decades, it's not too late to get involved in that. You can do that by going and getting their Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. It's got 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, plus they're throwing in a free gold back.
So it's back?
It's back. Yeah, it's back.
Nice.
It was sold out for a few days. Now it's back in stock.
Back by popular demand.
And you can get yours, only one per house. Sold those, so go ahead and get yours now over at bullionmax.com/FTL. Now, if you've already got the Silver Starter Kit, you've probably already explored their website, and you've probably already seen their huge selection of gold and silver products from all around the planet. They're just amazing selection there at Bullion Max. Check them out at bullionmax.com/FTL. Get your Silver Starter Kit with the free gold back. And also check the rest of their inventory. You get your precious metal shipped directly to you, fully insured, and you don't have to talk to a salesman. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. All right, Captain, you've got a fear-mongering, sounds like, story from some media about 3D guns. Well, what do they have to say?
It's out of the UK, so just for our listeners' sake.
Guns are prohibited there.
Yeah, they don't allow guns.
Except for cops. Cops don't even have the guns, though.
Yeah, and those guys are like, halt, or LEO, halt again.
Get the bobbies.
What are you going to threaten them with, right?
Harsh language.
Yeah, from verdict.co.uk.
Clubs.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's sorry to cut in, but there's a lot of hilarious videos coming out about people running from the bobbies because they have no firearms. And, like, all of these ways of evading them, like climbing up onto roofs and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some parkour guys. Totally getting away with everything. 3D printers enable users to create everything from affordable bionic arms for children to houses. However, experts warn that 3D printing could help criminals produce lethal guns capable of carrying multiple rounds of ammunition.
Oh, no.
Although, from what I understand, there's no evidence that that is true, right? There's no evidence that so-called ghost guns, guns that are manufactured privately with no serial numbers, to the amounts that we have no idea, right? But there's no evidence that they are used any more often, and it may even be that they're less often. We'll have to look for some statistics on that. But they are not, as I understand it, any more likely to be found in the hands of criminals than actual, like, stolen, registered, serialized guns are. That's what you're more likely to find criminals using.
Right. And I want to preface this whole topic with the choice to kill always precedes the selection of weapon.
Yes, it does.
Right. So it doesn't matter, like, outlawing one form of, you know, a weapon or another form of a weapon. Like, there's been, because, you know, in, like, the UK, they've outlawed guns. And so, like, people are getting, you know,
stabbed.
And so they're, oh, we got to outlaw knives.
Which they've done that too now.
It's none of that's going to work because it doesn't matter. If a person decides to kill another person,
they will find a way.
They're going to find a way. Weapon selection is secondary to the choice to murder.
Yeah, and I mean, these monsters that make this decision, if you effectively keep them from having guns, there's going to be a portion of them that turn to poisons and explosives.
Sure.
And I think that is a much bigger danger than just, like, you can get a few targets with a gun, but how many people could you take out if instead of a school shooting, there was a school gassing?
Mm. Yeah, or arson, for example. Yeah. Right? Burn a place down, sure. You know, like... There are many, many ways in which to take care of the business should you decide right. that that's the business you want to take care of.
Yeah, maybe if we focused on keeping people sane instead.
Yes, I agree. Anyway, these fears have come to fore after the Metropolitan Police Specialist Crime Command found a suspected makeshift 3D arms factory at a North London home.
Yeah, I love the terminology, right? Factory makes right. you feel like this is a massive operation.
It's a production facility.
Yeah, imagine like a warehouse, yeah. right?
Instead, it's some guy in his basement or his spare room. Right?
The police believed it to be one of the biggest seizures of 3D printed firearms in the UK.
We've got three of them. Like, they don't say, do they? They don't say how many.
No, they don't say. Yeah. This operation demonstrates how we continue to relentlessly target those who attempt to put lethal firearms on the streets of London, said Paul Brogden, commander at the Met. This is not the first time 3D printed weapons have been the hot topic in UK.
Okay, but there's no claim there that that was actually what was going on here, right? They just busted somebody for making 3D printed guns, allegedly.
That's what it sounds like,
they're not
yeah.
saying that... This one of these guys' guns showed up in an actual crime.
No. At least not in this article.
Right. The crime, yeah. quote unquote, was making the guns.
Right, yeah. Having probably a 3D printer yeah. in your like den or garage or living room, whatever the heck this is.
But they're blowing this up to be something that it's
oh, yeah,
probably
like, you
not.
Should be afraid some guy in your neighborhood mm-hmm. had a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unlike a traditional gun, which has multiple parts, a 3D printed gun is printed as one solid object, says Carolina Pinto, an analyst at research firm Global Data. It's most often made through extrusion-based technology. This is where plastic is forced through the nozzle and printed. Pinto says 3D printed guns still need manufactured ammunition, pins, spirals, and barrels because they need to be metal. 3D printers, just the way you like them.
We need the metal.
Where's Ronnie James Dio when you need him? 3D printers that use plastic are cheaper for consumers than using full metal ones. The National Crime Agency told the BBC how 3D printed guns are credible and viable compared to earlier versions, which were often single-shot weapons.
Right, yeah. The first one was called the Liberator.
Right.
And that was a one-shot. If you were to use it for more than once, it gets very dangerous, right? Like, it was kind of risky to use it the first time.
Yep.
But they figured out ways to make them more reliable, from what I understand. And you can put a lot of rounds through some of these things.
Yeah. Once you decentralize manufacturing... Like, a whole world of possibilities oh, yeah. opens up that did not exist before.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what they're trying to avoid by demonizing this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, they are.
If you want to weigh in on this, you're welcome to share your thoughts on so-called ghost guns and 3D printed guns. The number is 603-283-6160, Decentralizing Defense. Here, it's Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News.
More snow expected in western New York overnight as a travel ban is lifted in some parts of Buffalo. The southern part of the city is not one of those areas. Mayor Byron Brown says there's so much snow there, they have to just haul it out. Former President Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from his Mar-a-Lago estate, quote, super radical left. Jack Smith, a veteran federal prosecutor, was chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. He has also pledged some training and humanitarian support. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here, live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Elliot. Elliot Axelman, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. Yep, that's him. He is a supporter of our AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you like what we do here, talking about the ideas of liberty and freedom.
Also a prolific writer.
Mm-hmm. He is, yeah, over at the Liberty Block. If you like what we do here, then please do as Elliot has done. He's doing $5 a month. That's all we ask for. You get some perks. You get access to the AMP Only podcast, which has the full radio show without any of the recorded ads included. And you get some other benefits as well. So go and sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com. We certainly appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us. It's amps.freetalklive.com. Ian Pecos Mountaineer and Captain Kickass here tonight. We're talking about a story from the UK where police are touting the fact that they have busted what they believe to be a 3D printed gun manufacturing facility.
A factory, if you will.
A quote-unquote factory, which they found in somebody's house. So it sounds like it's just a room with, like, you know, a dad and a son or something like that. building hobby guns or whatever. But they believed they were being sold on the black market, even though they don't have any evidence of these guns being used in any crime.
If they do, they certainly didn't include any
sure
of it
would have.
In these articles.
You know they would have. They would have said, oh, well, we found this criminal with a gun, and he said he got it from this place, right? They didn't say anything.
And in fact, the link inside the story links you to a report from the Met Police themselves, and there's really nothing in it. It's just like, yeah, we found parts.
Yep.
Like, we suspect, but they didn't find any actual fully assembled guns. They just found parts.
And they arrested the two guys, tried to question them. Hopefully they didn't talk. And then, you know, they cut them out on bail. So it doesn't sound like they had a whole lot to hold them on. What were you
going to
say?
I was just going to point out that the state tends to do more pretense of actually protecting us from things.
Mm-hmm.
And they make believe that any violation of their arbitrary restrictions is just is the worst thing. That is the damage to other people itself to defy their rules.
Someone could have done something.
You were speeding. You owe me money. Mm-hmm. Never mind, you were driving perfectly safe.
Right.
And in the same way, you could possibly have harmed another individual. I mean, you didn't threaten anyone or harm anyone or threaten to harm anyone, but you could have. It was possible because you didn't follow the restrictions.
You had two beers and then drove.
Dun, dun, dun.
But you're 6'7 and 350 pounds. Come on, man. Really? You know?
Anyway. So what else do we need to know about this?
Fear mongering. Sub-headline, are the weapons getting even more dangerous? No, guns are just as dangerous as they've always been. Experts fear the spread of 3D printed weapons and the potentially lethal threat to the public they represent across the globe, not just in the UK. In October, Australian police seized around 80 illegal 3D printed firearms in Victoria. This included some homemade military-style weapons, quote-unquote, and 3D printers, according to Nine News. In the same month, U.S. Senator Edward J. Markley co-led a call to President Biden to roll back the deregulation of gun rules initiated by Donald Trump. The rule weakens export controls, which were designed to prevent 3D printed firearm computer files from being posted on the Internet.
Are we expected to believe that they rolled back rules? Wasn't it Donald Trump that put a bump stock ban into place?
Yep, yep, that's the guy.
I got it. The reason they're more dangerous is because ghosts pass through walls.
Oh, and if they take guns with them, then...
exactly. That's why it's more dangerous.
By the way, before anybody gets in their mind that this is only happening in the UK, it's not hard to find multiple stories from right here in the United States... Okay. With people being arrested for, and also Canada, quite a few of them there as well, people being arrested for 3D printed guns. I mean, it's happening in New York, it's happening in Connecticut, it's happening in Ohio. I mean, it's all over the place. So
the Commonwealth countries are just a little bit further ahead in tyranny is all. But everything that they do in Australia or the UK or any of these countries, it's all headed to your town soon.
And the thing is, when they, this article says, the threat. And if you're just an average Joe reading this, you feel like that means these 3D printed weapons are a threat to me. But no, that's not what it means. The truth of the matter is, when you read these articles and you hear particularly this one say, the threat, what they mean is the threat to the state, the threat to the status quo, the threat to the people, to your owners, to your rulers. That's where the threat is. So if you get these, that means they're going to have less power to rule over you. And to me, that's a good thing.
Unauthorized killing is not allowed.
Right.
Authorized killing, on the other hand, is necessary.
Yeah, so according to another story here at Fox 5 New York, they're talking about the number of ghost guns they've snatched from people in New York City. 2019, it was 47 ghost guns. 2020, it was 150 ghost guns. And that's, however many people. I don't know, maybe one person had more than one gun. But you're talking about dozens, if not, over 100 people that have now had their lives ruined simply because they had a hobby or they wanted to protect themselves or whatever. They're not saying these people were hurting people.
Yeah, and how are they seized, too? Do they count gun buyback programs as seized? You know, like I question the numbers. I question the sources. Mm-hmm. Like, where do they get their numbers from?
They are likely to stretch those numbers for sure. Yeah.
Does seized mean, you know, full on swatted, you know, FBI style raid with the, you know, all of the crypto six
or getting arrested for other reasons and they had one on them or something like that.
Yeah.
What else do we need to know, Captain?
How can the 3D printed gun threat be stopped? Experts say action is needed to stop the threat of 3D printed weapons in its tracks. Without action, regulation, legislation, and vigilance being taken against 3D printed weapons, the threat will continue to grow, says David Bicknell, principal analyst at Global Data.
Let me just clarify. A gun, whether it was 3D printed or whether it was bought at a gun show or given to you by your grandfather or whatever, a gun is not a threat. It's just an inanimate object.
It's like a screwdriver.
It's a piece of metal, or apparently now very hard plastic in the case of some of these 3D printed guns. It's just a thing that sits on a shelf or on a, you know, in somebody's waistband or whatever, in, you know, wherever it is. It's not a threat unless it's carried by someone who intends to do you harm.
Right.
And then, as you pointed out, Captain, that person could be carrying a club. They could be carrying a bat. They could be carrying brass knuckles. They could be carrying all kinds of things. They could be a highly trained martial arts master.
Well,
right?
to illustrate how ridiculous an article like this is, all we need do is substitute 3D printed guns for 3D printed hammers, for example.
Mm-hmm. That could
how
be a
can 3D printed hammers be stopped? Experts say action is needed to stop the threat of 3D printed hammers in their tracks. Yeah. Without action, regulation, legislation, and vigilance being taken against 3D printed hammers, the threat will continue to grow.
Well, look at all the success.
Time.
I mean, look
Give
at all time. Look at all the regulations and the what was it? The regulations and what else? That,
regulation, laws, legislation, action,
legislation
and vigilance.
And didn't they do all that with drugs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think they did that for like years and spent trillions of dollars, at least here in the United States, on trying to stop drugs.
Yeah, go back even further and look at prohibition, alcohol prohibition.
They failed.
Total failure.
They failed.
And in fact, they ended up poisoning hundreds, thousands of Americans.
Well, and if the UK stays on the track that it's on right now, then this is actually going to happen very soon for knives. They will be 3D printing their knives just because they want to cut up a salad. And it'll be
a
huge
license
scourge.
For that.
The thing about knives is that they're probably way more easily manufactured than, you know, a gun, for example, right? Like, you don't even need 3D printing technology to make a knife. You just need some equipment. You know,
I don't know. What kind of an edge can you put on something in a 3D printer? Can you actually create something sharp?
I imagine that you could probably 3D print like a plastic gun with a fine edge. Something super...
I meant a knife.
A gun. I imagine that you could print, 3D print some very, like, particular out of, like, polymers and stuff like that. You know, these combination materials. I'd be fairly certain that you could produce some very sharp weapons.
If you're out there and you're a 3D printing expert and you feel like getting on the line here, you want to tell us about your experiences and what you may or may not have actually manufactured in your home. It's free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
He's listening on the air.
And a 3D printed Reverend Captain Kickass.
And you guys are welcome to comment on this issue of 3D printed guns. I'm a big supporter. I think they're really cool. Having seen them, having held them previously at Defense Distributed there in Austin, I'm not like, you know, I'm a big supporter of gun freedoms. I've fired guns many times in my life. I've owned them. I don't currently because I'm on bail conditions by the federal government. They took the gun that, you know, one of them at least, from this home when they raided it. And maybe hopefully I'll have those that rights restored because, you know, if you do have a right, they shouldn't be able to just take it from you on an accusation. But that's the way they do things.
Guilty until proven innocent.
I've had that stripped from me now for almost 2 years of my life. Of course, the Crypto 6 thing is going to trial here very soon. That comes up on December 6th. That's going to be the jury selection. So we've been following what happened to Free Talk Live co-hosts. Not just me. There were multiple co-hosts on Free Talk Live and some of our friends. 6 people were raided and arrested on a cold winter morning in March of 2021, and we've been charged with a bunch of victimless so-called crimes. Our rights have been stripped from us, and unfortunately some of our friends have taken plea deals on these charges. I am the only one left that is going to trial,
And so we will be standing up for the right to, you know, have Bitcoin and sell Bitcoin if you want to and
I don't,
not have to ask government permission.
I don't know if you know, Will, I assume the public is allowed at the trial?
Yes. Generally in the United States, trials are open to the public with the exception of juvenile trials. And in those cases, at least in New Hampshire, if somebody who's under the age of majority is on trial, that person can still choose to open their trial up to the public.
Can
you
the
know
public?
Filming is allowed?
Yeah,
not in federal court.
That's what I was going to ask.
Oh,
what
right.
About
federal,
what about
yeah.
audio?
Yeah.
Nope.
Not quite
Sorry.
Star Chamber, not quite public.
There is going to be a request put in to make a feed available, since one of the positive things that happened during COVID was a lot of the courts kind of got their act together.
Figured out how to use Zoom.
And figured out how to put a camera in right. and a microphone in and actually have a feed available online. So these courtrooms are wired for sound, and I believe they have cameras. Maybe they don't have enough cameras for a full-on, you know, full trial coverage. They certainly don't have, like, an operator sitting there switching camera angles or anything like that. So if there is a camera in the court, it may be fairly rudimentary. I don't know.
Can you bring a cell phone?
Nope. Not unless you're an attorney or a federal agent. So, no, they take all that stuff from you at the front door. In fact, if you're going to come to a federal court, I would recommend you don't bring your cell phone even into the building, because they will take it from you. They will hold it at the front desk and then allow you to retrieve it on the way out.
Right.
However, they do not issue numbers with them. So, for instance, if you actually in New Hampshire, where guns are relatively, you know, free, as we've been discussing here, you can go into a court. Now, this isn't legal advice. This is just my experience. This is what I've seen happen. I've seen people go into a court, stop at before they go through the metal detector, tell the court security, which are usually run by the sheriff's department, tell them, I have a gun or a knife or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd like to check it with you. And they will allow you to check your weapon with them. They will issue you a number, right? You're number 5 or whatever. And
like
then
they
put it somewhere. Yeah, like a coat check. They put it somewhere, presumably secure. And then when you come back down, you give them the number, you get your gun back or your knife back or whatever.
How civilized.
In a lot of courts, you're going to get arrested for, you know, even having something like that when you walk through the front door. But in New Hampshire, as long as you don't try to get through the security with that, you're usually fine to check it. Federal court, there's signs up that say no guns allowed in the building. Like if you even walk through that front door with any kind of weapon on you, you're going to possibly be facing felony charges. They're not going to be as forgiving, perhaps, as the state people. But if you have a cell phone, they'll just take it from you, and they just leave it out on a table with everybody else's cell phones, and they have no idea which phone is yours. So if you wanted to, if you were an unscrupulous, dishonest person, you could say, ooh, I could use the new iPhone 15 if somebody had left that there. And you could just literally pick it up and walk out with somebody else's cell phone, and these guys would have no idea. They would have no. So don't bring cell phones into the building. It's just,
so
it's risky.
Can a
Plus,
guy,
you're putting it in their hands, and then who knows what they're going to do with
can
it.
Can a guy bring, like, pen and paper?
That's about it. Pen and
That's
paper.
That's a deadly weapon.
Yeah. I mean, they say the pen is mightier than the sword, so, you know, I mean, perhaps it is.
Yeah, and there may be things that you want to make note of. We are hoping to put, like I said, a feed of some sort. It may just end up being, if it's allowed, it may just end up being an audio feed. So that argument has yet to be made in front of the judge, but that is something that we do intend to do. Because this is a case, you know, this isn't like your typical violent thug case,
right?
Where it really doesn't affect that much outside of the immediate vicinity. This case is much more important as far as it could affect a lot of people in the cryptocurrency world. So,
well, especially being, according to my information, they've already admitted that there were no victims.
Well, they claim the banks are the victims, but they don't. They're not claiming the banks lost anything.
Funny how the victims don't claim to be victims.
That's true. So,
for your own good, we'll protect you from things you desire no protection from.
Yes.
It's funny how there was not really a threat until the banks started threatening. Weird.
So you can support the Crypto 6 documentary. There's one being produced by some independent film producer types based out of Mexico.
Again?
They're coming back up because they've been doing pretty good, apparently, on this fundraiser. I don't think they're to their goal quite yet.
Yeah.
But if you want to help them push over, they've been,
please help.
Apparently, they've been getting a lot of crypto donations. So they have an Indiegogo fundraiser, but they can't take crypto through that, and Indiegogo takes like 10% or something.
Right.
So if you want to avoid that, just contact them directly through Ballad of the Crypto 6 with a numeral 6.com. That's Ballad of the Crypto 6. .com and get in touch with them. And of course, there's, you know, perks and stuff like that. Like you could host Free Talk Live or have lunch with your favorite Free Talk Live host, things like that. Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. So if you care about freedom and cryptocurrency, this is definitely a trial that you're going to want to pay some attention to. But you shouldn't have to fly to New Hampshire and, you know, get a hotel room for 2 weeks because it's expected to be a lengthy trial just to sit in a courtroom to watch this thing. You should be able to be in California or, you know, Florida or wherever it is you are and watch this thing online. So hopefully that thing, some sort of an online feed will be approved. But no individual cameramen or media people are allowed in federal court. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. And it's been in place, by the way, since I believe it was 1946. I did some research on it's a court rule. It's a Supreme Court. I believe it was the Supreme Court. Some high level court made this ruling that no media shall be allowed to go into courtrooms. Well, I mean, you can have reporters, but you cannot have anyone with any kind of recording device.
What about a stenographer?
They have those.
No, I understand the court has one, but can you BYOS?
No electronics. They won't allow you in with a laptop.
Yeah, but there's analog stenographer machines.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to allow that one either.
Stenographizer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did they say why?
In 1946?
Yeah.
The claim was having media in the room would affect how witnesses behaved. And so, therefore, it would potentially, they actually use this claim, discriminate against the defendant.
They're already being recorded by the stenographer.
True.
So
you mean people might be held accountable for what they say?
Yeah.
Well,
I know, weird, huh?
And I can understand part of the argument. It is definitely true that some people will change their behavior in front of a camera.
It's not about the witnesses changing their behavior. It's not about the accused. It's about the judges, the bailiffs, the prosecution.
It's about getting people to see what goes on in these government courts. Had people been able to watch the Ross Ulbricht trial rather than just read the reports, and I don't want to minimize the Wired reporter. I think it was Andy Greenberg was there. He did very in-depth, very interesting coverage, and we used a lot of it on the air here, so I don't want to minimize that. But to be able to see it for yourself, instead of having to go through the eyes and the ears of some reporter who might be missing details, they might be purposely leaving things out, and of course you can't just easily get a transcript for these things. It costs money if you want to get a transcript, and I don't even know if they're available to just anybody. I'm not sure what the rules are.
Well, and like, what's the timing on that too? So, like, you know, day one of the the trial, when are you eligible to get
much
the
later.
Transcript? Right?
Probably be much later.
It's not going to be the next day or anything like that.
No way.
I assume, and you know, maybe you don't know the answer to this, but like, while the trial is going on, I assume you cannot talk about it on air.
I presume not. That's a good question. I'll have to ask my attorney about that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's true because, you know, it's...
I mean, I'm happy to talk about
already,
it. Yeah.
I don't think we could talk about, like, what we're going to do.
Right.
Because obviously we wouldn't want to tip our hand.
Even if we could, it'd be a bad idea.
Yeah. I don't think... I mean, it's a public trial, so...
Right.
I don't think there's any problem with talking about it.
I mean, I'm happy to, you know, give updates and talk about stuff that went on and that kind of a thing. I'm just curious as to whether or not we'll be able to have the conversation.
I don't know. I don't see why we wouldn't, but like I said, that'd be a question for my attorney on that one. The number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Chinese police are setting up stations in the United States and Canada. We'll talk about that. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.